10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Your package says delivered, but delivered where exactly? The hallway? The lobby? Your neighbor's apartment? Instead of playing detective with your deliveries, get a mailbox at the UPS store. We'll sign for your packages, text you when they arrive, and keep your deliveries low-key under lock and key. Get 3 months free mailbox services with a new annual agreement at the UPS store. For full details and to get your coupon, visit theupsstore.com/offer.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Every smile hides a secret, and some of them are deadly. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Diddy facing more allegations. It's pretty much a given. This time, the lawsuit is coming from someone who was 10 years old at the time, claiming that they were an aspiring rapper, got a chance to meet with Diddy, got a chance to get into his compound, his world. And then the allegation goes that the rapper, Diddy, drugged him during a music audition. It goes into great detail, but we'll kind of leave it at that. The civil lawsuit filed this last week by Busby is in addition to all the other civil cases that are going on. Awaiting, obviously, civil trials. But as we know, the feds, once these civil ones come out, they've been just kind of like, hey, maybe you want to look into this one too, which is what eventually led to the current federal charges. This is a civil one. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. The numbers keep dropping in terms of the age of these victims. What the hell? You know, when we hear of predators, age is always a real disturbing thing to me, especially when it gets like really, I mean, it's disturbing all around, but when you start to get to like, I mean, 10 years old, that's young. And then you have predators that get younger. I'm hoping to God it stops here, but I don't know that it will. What's your thoughts on this so far?
I think it'll go as low as parents are bringing their kids to Diddy.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine it's going to go lower than this, though, because this is kind of the bottom end, I would think, of kids trying to break into this industry. Hopefully. I'm kind of shocked by this age to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, but when you have that mentality of I'll do anything it takes, and you think that you, when you're naive and you don't understand the world and industry, you think and you get easily convinced that this is the way it works.
Yeah.
And you get groomed in really rapidly. And in this case is grooming through drugs. Nothing becomes surprising anymore, but again, even the type of sexual assault just is more, I think everything keeps going back to power and control.
Yeah.
Trying to exercise power and control over others.
Obviously these are allegations right now. Nothing's been proven in court. It's a civil suit. Let's talk about the parents a little bit. You know, bringing their kids to Diddy. I mean, people do this all the time, not just to Diddy. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of stars out there, and there's plenty of decent ones, too, who truly are looking out for those that are coming after them and, you know, paying it forward, essentially. How can I help you? We're going to give you some insight into this, and you know, in a good way, in a good mentoring way. But then you have ones like this that take advantage of that idea and take advantage of people who are trusting in a very rare situation. I mean, it's not often that you're going to have Diddy coming up to you going, I think your son's in that, the next big star. I mean, that's what most of these parents just would dream of having happen to them and their child. So they think, oh my God, Sean Combs wants to work with my kid. And then Sean Combs requests, hey, drop him off at the studio. We're going to do this or that. And would you drop your 10-year-old off with anybody else that you don't know? Probably not. But this idea, this idea that, oh, well, they'll be safe. What could possibly go wrong? It's all going to be adults. It's a professional setting for those people who've never been into a music industry or to the studio settings. They think it's going to be great. I mean, what do we have here for responsibility on parts of the parents in terms of blindly just let their kids go to do whatever they think is going to be great and exciting at that moment in time or beneficial?
So I am always cautious about any kind of victim blaming in here, especially when it comes to parents in this case, because again, we do these thought experiments. We have deep empathy where we just see the context through the parents' eyes, and you hit keywords in there. They would feel safe leaving their child off for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
And if you're being, again, when you talk about grooming and you talk about cult mentalities, what's most likely going on is there's love bombing, there's acceptance bombing, there's welcome to the club bonding that's going on between, probably not Diddy personally, but the staff that surrounds him, the group thing that says, hey, this is Combs, what we do. Hey, welcome aboard. Big smiles, high energy, very optimistic place. So you feel embraced, you feel warm, you feel loved, you feel safe. And so you drop off your child. And then what happens next is the assault of however it escalates. And then I was reading the, you know, the charges that they're saying, it sounded very much like what happens in these situations when you're dealing with children that have been sexually assaulted and abused in any way. They use shame against them. You know, human beings were very susceptible to shaming, hugely, because genetically and biologically, it says that we're not going to be a part of the tribe, we're not going to be affiliated, that it's not good for our brain health. And so they'll use shame as a lever of influence and control and manipulation to not share with your parents, not share with anything else what happened here. Otherwise, you will no longer be special if you share this.
Yeah.
So this is a welcome to the special club. We're going to do these things to you. We've done these things to you. And now we're going to hold it above your head that this was your choice. Look what you chose to do. And so they victim blame and shame the child into not disclosing. But in this case, and in many cases, what happens is that the parents see a change in the behavior and it makes them probe deeper. And so I do give credit to the parents in most of these cases that they acted on good faith. They acted on feeling safe because the predators made them feel that way. And then they then saw the change in behavior in their children and said, what happened? What's going on? And they probed. So that's what I think.
And the thing is, there's so much of this out there. You know, you are a parent. You know, I know yours are older than mine now. I'm going through the tween into teen years. And, you know, you've been there too. And it's a difficult juggling act. Any parent knows that, of letting them find their freedom, letting them kind of create their own voice and then encouraging that. I mean, that's what we want to do as parents, follow who you are and what you want to do while being some good, you know, guardrails along the way. But there are those moments where it's like, yeah, this could be like really, really good for you, but I'm putting some blind faith into people that I don't really know, to get you there. Are we in a place where that just needs to completely change, where this blind faith, we just need to stop having, because there's too many people who rely on that as being a thing to prey upon children? Do we just need to have a more open world where it's like, yeah, you can go into this, but I'm going to hang out and watch on the sideline? But even then, many parents went in to do that sort of thing and they kind of got ushered away and they somehow got separated. I mean, I'm not blaming these parents. I really am not. I can't imagine being in their shoes and the guilt they must feel. But how do you avoid this sort of thing? You know, if your kid does get approached by something that is like their dream, and one of the biggest people from that dream world is right there saying, hey, you can be a part of this. And this can happen in anything. It doesn't have to be superstar celebrity. It can be, you know, I want to be this career. And then somebody from that career reaches out. Let me help you. Let me show you what this is all about. A lot of times, innocent and good. Not always. How do parents combat this sort of thing when you have situations like this?
This is a great question, and I'm glad we're going down this road, Tony. To me, everything comes down to, and this is everything in life, absolutely everything, work, home, play. I don't care what it is, healthy relationships. And what are healthy relationships? Healthy relationships are where there's open, honest communication, transparency, and vulnerability. Vulnerability means that you feel safe sharing things that are going a little sideways because no one is taking your shame and holding it in front of you. And when you have a pattern with your own children of understanding and recognizing what healthy behaviors and relationships look like and what we only accept into our lives, my family, what we did with every situation, with everyone we dealt with every teacher, with every college application, with every, you know, my kids moving through college and everything else, was always assessing if something felt a little off. We then immediately went to, is this a healthy relationship? Are they being open? Are they being transparent? Are they being completely free with the information and allowing us in their lives? Because relationships are a balance. They need to be give and take in both sides. They need to be in balance. And if you're approaching a situation, a group, an organization that your child wants to be involved in, and you as a parent want transparency, want involvement, or at least being able to be there, not as a snowplow in front, not as a helicopter above, but on the sidelines to observe and watch, a healthy group and organization relationship will say, yeah, no problem. You can sit watching over there. You can observe over here. If you're not getting that, that's when my red flags go up and say, and seeing then you have the conversation with a child that says, hey, like in my case, you know, my son and daughter, Kevin and Caitlin, I say, you know, Kevin, remember we talked about what healthy relationships look like when healthy things, yes, Dad, I remember. This seems a little off to me. What do you think? And again, we have a conversation about this and say, remember, if this is meant to be and it's good, it's going to be healthy. Because if we're seeing unhealthy things today, it's not like it's going to get better tomorrow. And it's not something you want to be part of because unhealthy things don't lead to healthy places. Mm-hmm. That's how I deal with it.
It's a very good way of looking at it. And especially when they can understand what that's all about, they can help get themselves or prevent themselves from going to those situations. When they don't have you to ask the question to, when they're out there in the world, they can already have that in their mind of, is this healthy? Is this not? A lot of it, I would say, probably is going in with the character of the human that you've helped to create to be able to manage and navigate those situations in a good way rather than not having those tools. And I think the reality is a lot of kids don't have those tools. A lot of parents don't have those tools. Yeah. They're operating from the same excitement as the kid.
And that's okay. You know, I got my goosebumps going on this one because that's what Unbreakable Alliances is, yeah, is all about. This is about understanding that we are not the all answers to everything. You know, every time us as a human being, as an individual, as you, Tony, face something for the very first time, because we have a lot of firsts in life. The first time we experience bringing our child to a sporting event, the first time we have our child going to ninth grade, you know, these are a lot of firsts for us.
Yeah.
But luckily, there's other people in our lives that it's not a first for them. That's why we have healthy relationships with these people so we can ask questions, we can get advice and guidance, and they can be our loving critics for us as we're going through our first, so then we can help someone going through their first. And so to do so in a vacuum and making guesses, that can lead to up and down results. I remember, you know, with both my kids applying to the colleges they wanted to go to, like my son wanted to go to the Naval Academy, mm-hmm, and they had a set of criteria that they're looking for, and we couldn't meet one necessarily because there was an unhealthy relationship and something that was going on in high school. And so we immediately backed out and said, nope, we're not doing this crazy. Mm-hmm. So the next thing I did was I didn't have an answer for it, even though I went to the Naval Academy. So what did I do? I called the Naval Academy. I called the admissions office. I said, hey, listen, you say you're looking for this criteria. We got an unhealthy relationship here that's going on, so we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. What specifically are you looking for and what ideas do you have that we can supplement something over here to matter? And it's like, oh yeah, that's not a big deal. We see it all the time. We just want to know what he's doing with his time. So if you do X, Y, and Z, it'll fit perfectly. I'm like, answer is done. And yeah, you see, we moved away from the unhealthy crazy, didn't guess at it. I just called the source, yeah, with reps and said, all right, what do I do next?
Yeah. makes a lot of sense. I mean, it really does. There's so much, to go through in this, but I think there was a healthy, interesting conversation about this case. Not so much about the, you know, the celebrity and everything, but how can this stuff be applied? Because I think a lot of parents are looking at this case going, shit, like,
yeah, you don't want to be afraid.
You don't want to be framed. You don't want to be afraid. You don't want to have to go through something like this, but it really does make you think. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial-free, with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.